From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting an arrest in connection with a Bangkok bombing, but more are said to be on the way. Police in Thailand have arrested a suspect in connection with a bombing earlier this month that killed 20 people. Authorities told reporters the man, described as a foreigner, is being charged with possessing explosives and is in military custody. The suspect was also found with ball bearings, fuses, pipes, and other bomb-making materials, as well as a stack of Turkish passports, according to police and army officials. It's the first big breakthrough since the August 17th blast at the popular Erawan Shrine in central Bangkok that killed 20 Thais, Chinese, Malaysians, a Singaporean, and an Indonesian, and wounding more than 100 people of numerous nationalities. However, VOA correspondent Steve Herman says the actual bomber could still be at large.
The latest statement is that the suspect in custody right now is not believed to be the bomber. But they are saying that they are certain he was connected with the group that they believe carried out the bombing. But of course, they have not named any group and no one has taken responsibility for the attack.
The bombing was the worst single mass casualty attack in Thailand. The Thai National Police Chief told reporters Sunday evening that the attacks were not an international terrorist attack. The U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Islamabad on an unscheduled visit for talks with senior Pakistani government and military officials. Pakistani officials, who asked not to be identified, told VOA that Rice will meet with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif this coming Sunday. This is VOA News. Australian forensics team Saturday continued to comb a truck found to contain the bodies of 71 migrants, slowly gathering criminal evidence and personal effects they hope will help in the struggle to identify the deceased. Helmut Marban is a spokesman for the Burgenland Police Department.
At the moment, we have criminal police specialists who check the car, who make criminal investigations, who take fingerprints, secure DNA patterns and the like, and make technical examinations to find out millimeter per millimeter of this car, to find out evidence for the case.
Austrian police say the migrants appear to have suffocated in the back of the abandoned truck. Their decomposing bodies, including 8 women and 4 children, were found in the truck on Austria's main motorway. Hungarian police have arrested 4 people in connection with the incident. At a former customs station turned makeshift refugee and migrant processing center, a group of Syrian men from Damascus who arrived in Austria Friday night said the news of the deaths caused them to change their minds and cross the border on foot instead of paying a people smuggler.
When we heard about the people who die here with the smugglers, put them in a car, and they was afraid from mafia or some gangsters. And after that, we choose different way. We will not go by the smuggler. We're going to go by ourselves, like by walking. So we go to enter to the border village here, a little bit sneaky. And then we arrive here by walking, and we make it.
In a separate case, Austrian police say they have stopped a truck near Braunau on the German border with 26 people from Syria, Afghanistan, and Bangladesh crammed inside. They said Saturday 3 severely dehydrated small children were among the passengers. They were taken to a hospital. Turkish fighter jets have carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria, according to a foreign ministry statement. The aircraft began attacking IS targets late Friday across the border in Syria that were deemed to be threats to Turkey. Tropical storm Erica has soaked the Caribbean island of Dominica, leaving 20 people dead. Dominica Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt said Friday Erica brought monumental destructions to the tiny island of nearly 75,000 people. The Prime Minister said hundreds of homes, bridges, and roads have been destroyed. He said, "We have in essence to rebuild Dominica." I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.